thank you, Randy Rubel. Welcome. How are you? This is the second year now in a row that we're doing this. You all have to stand. You can all relax. If you want to keep standing, I don't really care. Oh, okay. He's letting his tail breathe. This is the second year we've been doing this. It was a smash hit last year. I'm hoping for another smash hit this year. You might be seeing one team walk out of here with a prize package worth $500. How about that? Applause. Thank you. It could go to one of these two teams on stage. We're going to start over here on my right with the Fox Bucks. Give them a hand. Round of applause. I will have them go down the line. They can introduce themselves in 15 seconds or less. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
What's up? I'm Matt Fox from New Jersey. We're here at FD. That's what we're talking about. And I'm going to play this game. Let's do it.
Woo! I'm Raizu.
Yeah, I love this!
Thank
you. I'm Blaine. I do electronics, and I'm the best Fox in Maryland.
Do we have anybody else from Maryland here? Anybody else from Maryland? Okay, you might have some competition, I'm not exactly sure. Good morning, sir.
Hello, I'm Candy Wendy, and I'm the leader of the Foxes, and we're going to win this.
They think they're going to win. How do you guys feel about that? There's a tiger over there that, I think he disagrees. And you, sir.
Hi, I'm Lance the Fox, and this is my first ever comp. And Andrew saw me and said Fox noise, and
I don't believe a word of that, but we'll just go with it. How about that? The Fox Butts, ladies and gentlemen. But they have some competition on this stage. They go by the name Furry Discourse. Give them a hand. I'll have you all introduce yourselves.
I'm Riley the Fox.
So you're another Fox from Maryland. Do you know that one over there? Okay, which one's better? You? Okay. He says he's better. No? Okay, all right.
I'm Will Fezzo from Maryland, Crab Nation represent.
You guys have another bash fight over here?
Hey, I'm Whiskers, a house cat from Virginia.
I'm Kip from Colorado.
Good to see you, Kip, and you, sir.
Y'all didn't tell me I actually had a personality on my set.
I'm Ryan. You're Ryan, where are you from?
Everywhere but nowhere.
I see. Fascinating. Interesting. Furry Discourse, are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Fox Buds, are you ready? No? Well, I mean, you're going to have to be. Audience, are you ready? Then I think it's time to play the feud. Come on, Runder. Come on, Riley. All right, hit podium. There we go. All right, I'm probably going to be blocking the screen a little bit, but as you all probably know, game is to first team to 300 points wins this game, might have a chance to go on to the finals. Question number one, we have the top 8 answers on the board. Try to get the most popular answer. You know, if you have an answer, hit the button in front of you. Here's the question. Name a place where people treat you better the better you're dressed. Yes, Riley.
Restaurant.
A restaurant. Do we see restaurant? A restaurant is on board number one. Well done. You guys, good question. If you guys go back to your team, talk about an answer, you might get a chance to steal.
Let's go.
All right, 49 points on the board. 7 answers left. We're going to go to Ezra. Name a place where people treat you better, the better you're dressed.
The workplace.
The workplace. Do we see the workplace? Number 2, you guys are drawn and 2. There's 58 points on the board. Well done, sir. Sir, name a place where people treat you better, the better you're dressed.
I don't know, Steve. I'm going to say a wedding.
A wedding? My mustache is not that good, but I appreciate the compliment. A wedding. Do we see wedding? Oh, no. Not there. 1 strike. 3 strikes. You lose control of the question. Fox Butts might get a chance to steal. We'll have to see. We're going to Kip. Do you have an answer? Do you have an answer?
The club.
The club. All right, not bad. Do you normally get dressed up when you go to the club? Are there a lot of clubs out in Denver? No? I shouldn't go visit Denver. I've never been. I've never been to Denver. Should I shouldn't visit? Okay, I guess I have to go visit Kip. We'll see about that. Do we see a club on the board? Two strikes. Think of a steal. You might be coming. Coming over to you. We're going to Rhine. Name a place where people treat you better, the better your draft.
The bank.
At the bank.
Good answer. Good
I haven't dressed
answer.
Up for the bank in a while, but it might be on the board. Do we see bank? Bank is on there. All right. 62 points. There's five answers left. We're coming back to Rhine. Do you have another answer?
College.
At a hotel. We're at a hotel. I've seen a couple well-dressed people at this hotel. I think they're here for a wedding. I know I definitely got pictures with some. Do we see a hotel on the board? Yes, it is. Number 7. You guys are knocking off. Two strikes. Ezo.
Perhaps I'm going to say the airport.
The airport. Do you get dressed up at the airport? Sometimes. Do you go in suit? All the time. Okay. If airplane is on the board, you're still alive. If not, it's your third strike. Get ready to steal. Do we see a airport? Oh, no. Three strikes. We're losing control. I'm going to go down the line and ask you all for a suggestion. Name a place where people treat you better, the better you're dressed. And you're plant? Plant? Okay, we're going with plant.
We are.
A funeral. Okay.
Probably a doctor's office. A mall.
Huh. All right. Couple different answers. However, Grunger, it's up to you. You get one chance at this. Name a place where people treat you better, the better you're dressed. What do you say?
Performance.
Can you be a little more specific? What kind of performance? All right, he said an acting performance. If acting performance is on the board, you steal the bank, 65 points. If not, it's gone to furry discourse. Do we see an acting performance? No, it's not there. Furry discourse, strikes first, 65 points. There you go.
Applause.
All right. Not a bad start. We have four answers unrevealed. A place where people treat you better, the better you dress. Does the audience have any guesses? Yes.
At school.
At
school.
Country club.
Jewelry store.
All right.
The funeral.
I got one.
I'm interested in the funeral because you had no faith in your answer. Let's say number 3.
Church.
Number 4. Apartment store. Number 6. And number 8.
Casino.
Casino. We're not at the casino anymore. All right, it's 65 to nothing. Round 2, let's go. We have Ezo and we have Ryzen. Come on up. I appreciate y'all getting this too. It makes me feel great. All right, question 2. Five and top 5 answers on the board. Here's the question. Besides teachers, name someone who works in a school.
Administrators.
Administrators. Is administrators up there? Uh-oh. Wide open board for Rising.
Janitor.
Hey, janitor. Good answer. Is it on there? It is, and it's number 1. 48 points. Congratulations. All right. Think of a steal. And we're coming over to Blade. Besides teachers, name someone who works in the school.
Lunch lady.
The lunch lady. Do we see the lunch lady? Yes, it is. It's up there. 55 points. Well done. 3 answers left. Gabe.
The principal.
Ah, yes, the principal. I'm surprised that's not number 1, but is it on our board? The principal. There you go. Number 2. With 85 points in the bank, you have 2 answers left. Planked.
The bus driver.
The bus driver. I don't know. We'll see. Is bus driver on the board? Strike 1. Grunger. When's the last time you were in school?
2011.
Okay. So it's not that long ago. That's not what I asked, but okay. It's good. Somebody that works in a school besides teachers. A coach. Coach? Hey, I think it's a finance. There's coaches that are coaches, there's coaches that are teachers. Do we see Coach? Oh, no. Two strikes to Mosquito. We might be coming over to you. Rising.
Security.
Security. All right. If security is on the board, you stay alive. If not, it's three strikes and we're going to Furry Discourse. Do we see security? Sorry, strike three, we're coming over here for a steal. Name somebody besides teachers, name somebody that works in a school.
Nurses.
Yeah.
Counselors.
Nurses.
Nurse. You heard some suggestions, but you're the captain. What do you want to go with? You can go with them, go on your own.
I'm
gonna go with the nurse. Another good answer. If the nurse is on the board, you get 85 points and a big lead. If not, it's going to the Fox Bus. Do we see a nurse? I thought they were great answers. I'm surprised they weren't there. Can we see number four, please?
Kip, you had it.
Oh, no!
Counselor!
Kip, please no violence on my stage. And number five. A secretary. All right. Not specific enough, unfortunately, for Edge. 85 points for Fox Cuts, 65 points for Free Discourse. I need the next players. Come on up. You're going to have to hit the button at some point. All right. Question three. Top six answers on the board to this question. What's the best way to keep your home from being robbed?
Lock the door.
Lock the door. Fine answer. Is it on the board? Lock the door. It's there, but it's number two, so there's one answer better. Name a best way to keep your home from being robbed.
A gun.
I got one.
Yeah.
Is a gun on the board?
No.
Oh, it's not there. So you guys win the question. Alright. Alright. Sir Kip, do you have an answer?
A dog.
A dog.
Good answer. Good answer.
Do you have a dog?
I do.
What kind of dog?
A Shiba Inu.
Is it fierce?
Not at all.
Is a cute, cuddly Shiba Inu dog on the board? It is, number three, well done. Brian, you have an answer.
Security system sign.
A security system sign, is it on the board? It is, and it's number one, 80 points, well done. Riley, is it violent in Maryland where you live? Is it violent in Maryland where you live? Well, where you live. I'm not familiar. There's a couple of Maryland people. Is it violent there in Capitol Heights? All right, the lawyer says yes, it is. All right, do you have an answer? The best way to keep your home from being robbed?
Lots of lights.
Lots of lights. Do you keep lights?
Good answer!
Do you keep a lot of lights on in your house? No, that's my okay, all right. Do we see lights? It is. All right, indoor, outdoor lights. There are 92 points in the bank. There are two answers left. Mezzo, do you have one of them?
Sure I do. Live in a remote area.
Good answer!
Where I'm from, it's fairly remote, but didn't make our survey. Live in a remote area.
It's totally up there.
It's totally not up there. And I've been totally forgetting. I'm going to now embarrass you. You get to hold this. We're coming over here. Best way to keep your home from being robbed? What's foo on?
Big scary sign. It says, do not, no soliciting, crazy stuff. Don't enter.
How big is the sign?
Do not enter. All
right, how big is the sign? Because that's a lot of words to put on there. All right.
A big sign out in front of your lawn.
A big sign in front of your lawn with a whole lot of words on it. It's probably like 10 feet by 10 feet. Is it on the board? Uh-oh, not there. Two strikes, think of a steal. You get to hold the sign of shame. Yep.
A fence?
A fence. Fence is a fine answer. If fence is on the board, you keep control. If not, it's going over to the Fox Butts. Do we see a fence? Not there. Coming over here. Three strikes. What's the best way to keep your home from being robbed? Wolfie.
Private security?
We'll go private security.
Bars on windows.
Security camera.
Couple answers, Grunger, but what do you think? The best way to keep your home from being robbed?
Iron bars.
Iron bars on the windows. All right. Iron bars on the windows. You guys get 92 points and a big lead. If not, it's going to furry discourse. Do we see iron bars on the windows? Yes! Oh! Well done, Grunger! Foxbox got a 177. Excellent steal. Well done. One answer left. What do we think it is?
Don't leave. Don't leave home.
Couple of here, cacophony of answers, but what only one is on the board. What do we see? Number five. Make it look occupied.
Yeah, make it look occupied. Yeah.
Not one of you had it because nobody's jumping up at me. It's 177 for Fox Bets, 65 for Furry Discourse. Give me Kip and give me Gabe. Give me new rep. Kip, this is the family show. All right. Four answers on the board. This question is now double points. Control is very important. Name something associated with prohibition. Kip.
Alcohol.
Alcohol. I think it's up there. It's alcohol there. And it's number one. 61 people. Back over there, we'll think of a steal. As we speed up, we're coming to Ryan. Something associated with prohibition.
Gangsters.
Ooh, gangsters, yes, definitely. I think it might be there. Do we see gangsters? All right, bootleggers, gangsters. You guys are one and two. Can you give me number three, Riley? Speakeasies. Have you been to a speakeasy? Have you been to one? Where?
It's prohibition.
It's famous prohibition. Do we see speakeasies up there? There is one answer left. You have no strikes. You could get a clean sweep right here. Ezra gives me number four, something associated with prohibition.
I'll say flappers.
Flappers is a fine answer, but did it make our survey? If you did, it's a clean sweep. If not, it's only your first strike. Do we see flappers? Oh, I thought it might be there, but it's not. One strike. You have the answer.
I'm going to say police, cops.
Police or
the law.
I am the law, thank you. If the law is there, it's a clean sweep. If not, it's strike number two. Can we see the law? Oh no, we might be coming over to you. Think of a steal, something associated with prohibition. Kip, it's all up to you. One answer left.
Was it Roosevelt?
I mean, are you asking or telling me? Because I can't tell you.
It's Roosevelt.
Kip says Roosevelt, but he's not too sure if Roosevelt's on there. It's a clean sweep. If not, we're going to the Fox Butts. Do we see Roosevelt? No, we don't. There's 184 points in this bank, something associated with prohibition.
They can wait, actually.
We're going with that.
Guns was said, but that's okay. Grunger, you had a couple answers. What do you think? Something associated with prohibition?
Tommy gun.
Guns was already said, so give me another answer. Al Capone would be organized crime, so give me what do you want him to say, team? The 20s. It was a big thing. All right. If he said the 20s, if the 20s is up there, you win the game, which you'll have over 300 points. But if it's not, it's going to furry discourse. Do we see the roaring 20s? Well done, but Furry Discourse, I have to give you a hand. You played a wonderful game. Shake my hand. Thank you very much.
Honestly, I wasn't expecting the 20s to come either.
What's that?
I had the strike button ready to go. I wasn't expecting them to say.
I didn't either. I thought they were gonna do a kick. Thank you for playing. Oh, I get a hug.
Congratulations, Fox Butts.
All right, and Ryan, thank you very much. Thank you for playing. Hit the thing. Oh yeah. All right, give them a hand. The furry discourse. 61 to 65. You guys might be coming back for the finals game. You all have to see. You guys can leave the stage. We're gonna get some new players. Come on up.
No, because I just I think Roosevelt was a good
sense. But it wasn't
in the 20s.
All right, I had some other teams to sign up. We had Bacon. Bacon, where are you and your team? All right, you guys can come on up if you want to go for there. That's fine. And is Drewski here? There's Drewski. Is Horizon here? Thank you all for signing up and coming to my game when you said you were going to come. So it looks like I'm going to need some people from the audience.
Hey, you guys want to go again?
Who wants to play? You, I know you signed up. So if you want to come on up, that's great. The AV crew? How many are there? There's five? All right, maybe the next game. How about that?
Because
I already said I was going to get some audience people. Is Maximilian Fox here?
Hi!
Come on up. You signed up. Is, who beat Bitbop? What title?
I don't know.
If it's not, you put your hand down. Is Bippity Boop Bop on Telegram here?
I don't think they're here.
All right. That's everybody that pre-signed up, so since they wanted to sign up, I'm going to play. So, let's have... You raise your hand. And in the plaid shirt with the white mask right there.
Me?
Yes, you.
So if we go up there, we gotta substitute. We're done for good.
Yeah, we got crushed.
We get crushed. We did just the worst.
I know, but the Fox must happen.
So if anything, we get royalties. You look so dapper in your jacket. You're gonna buy me a drink. Oh, you make that order.
No, well,
there's a chair there. I know. I was, because in my mind, I should have started deceiving my mind more. But I was on the end, and in the end, I was going to be over here. No, because in my mind, I'm like, I thought about the Great Depression, and I was like,
I think we're ready for our next game. We have two teams that are ready to play. We're going to start over here to my right with a team that's called Two Wolves, Two Huskies, and a Dally, I believe. Originally. Now we're
Two Wolves, Two Huskies, and a Beaver.
All right, why name changes? Give them a hand. Two Wolves, Two Huskies, and a Beaver. I'd like you all to introduce yourselves in 15 seconds or less.
I'm Baconator, have nothing to do with Wendy's yet, sponsoring. Hi Mom! You're not actually here.
No brand names on my stage.
Condor, I built my lodge in Washington, D.C.
Alright, Condor!
D.C.
from
South Carolina.
That's
Seagull.
Very nice, across the phone.
I'm telling you, this is my first time in the major city.
Can you throw my ball of cob on the ground?
Yeah, I got you. I'm the only one with a southern accent.
No, let's go.
Nice.
Go.
Riley,
there's a ton of history here. You should check it out sometime. Excellent. Two wolves, two huskies, and a beaver. Excellent. Give them a hand. They are being challenged by the team over here on my left. Their team name is not ready. Give them a hand. Give them a bigger hand. Thank you. Please throw them together last minute, but we're going to have them introduce themselves and see how they do. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jackie. This is my first furry con, so I'm very excited.
Yay! It's your first furry con. And you chose Furrydelphia.
Yeah.
And you wanted to play my game.
Yeah.
I'm very happy. Welcome to Furrydelphia. Welcome to Philadelphia. It's a great place to live. Sir.
All right. So
ma'am, I'm sorry.
I'm Saladrax. This is also my first furry con. I'm here. Woo! I'm here to play games. Let's go.
How many of you it is your first Philadelphia? All right. Wow. Look at that, a room full of virgins. I love it.
I am 26 for a con and my fifth for Philadelphia.
Yeah. 26. Is this anybody more than 26 in the room?
Hey.
How many? 42. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your brain muscle.
35. You're 42. And it's my third Philadelphia.
Are you having a good time?
Yes.
You like the new location?
Yes.
Okay. The board's not here, so you can say whatever you want.
I'm Angelo. I grew up in New Jersey, but I just moved to Maryland. Shout out to MD Bird.
All right. Thank you. We have Not Ready versus Two Wolves, Two Huskies, and a Beaver. Let's have the team captains come on up and play the cue. I love it. It's so much fun. All right. Top three answers are on the board. Game goes to the first team. Nine answers are on the board. I know they are. I was a math major. You know that? First team to get 300 points wins the game. Top nine answers on the board to this question. Name something you try to keep as far away from water as possible. Oh, it's over here.
Electronics.
Ooh, electronics. I like that answer. Did it make our survey? And again, it's number one, 53 points, and you'll see it. Well done, first strike, over to here. Something to try to keep as far away from you guys got first strike. First strike. Sorry, I meant it to me. I know that. Don't fight with me, this is my stage. Name something to try to keep as far away from you as possible.
Important
papers or documents. I know I have to do that in my line of work. Did it make our survey? Important documents. And it did! Number five on the page. There's 57 points. There's a lot of answers left. This question can go very far. Something you try to keep away, far away from water as possible. Child Protective Services here by any chance? Do we see babies on the board?
Good answer!
Who said good answer? I see you, Deco Blair. Sorry, that's a number
strike.
Something you try to keep as far away from water as possible. Money. Money is a fine answer. I've sent mine through the wash a couple times. Do we see money on the board? Oh, it's not there. Two strikes. There's a lot of answers left, but you have two strikes. Something you try to keep as far away from water as possible.
Six to one.
The rule is 6-1. I'm going to stand over here. All right. If yourself is on the board, God, I hope it's not. You're in the game, but if not, it's your third strike, and we're going over to Not Ready for a Steal. Did we see yourself?
Thankfully, no.
Way to spoil the surprise, Randy. Thank you. Three strikes. Lose control. We're coming over here. We're going to ask you to give me an answer game, something to try to keep as far away from water as possible.
Cats. Gloves. Cats.
Francium.
It's an alkaline metal.
I'm a little bit of a science nerd, so I can appreciate that. All right, a couple of answers there. You can go with one of them or go out on one of your own.
What do you want to say? I wish
Francium
was up there, but we're
going to
go with cats.
Good answer.
Where are my cats?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, who's that boo?
I don't know if they're gonna like you or not, but if Cats is on the board, you get first points and 57 of them. If not, it's going over to Two Wolves, Two Huskies, and a Beaver. Do we see Cats? Take the points. 57 of them. We have a lot of answers left. Who thinks they have one?
Yeah. Gremlins.
Gremlins, don't get them wet.
Gremlins make it.
Or you.
Fire.
Did your gremlins make it by any chance?
No, you're supposed to put water on fire.
Yeah.
Good answer.
It did. Actually, I knew it was on there. What do you think?
Oil.
What is it?
Oil.
Oil up there?
Oil and water don't mix.
No, oil is not there. We do have six answers left. Can we run them off? Number two, please. Electricity makes sense. Number four.
Computer.
That's electronic.
Computer.
It can be different.
I didn't write the survey, obviously. Number six.
Toaster.
Keep the toaster out of the bathtub.
Number seven. Number eight.
She said clothing.
Number nine. Science to mix again. 57 points.
Tony's got zero. Why is it up there?
Right. 100 people surveyed. Top 5 answers on the board to this question. Name a sport that does not contain the word ball in it.
Yes. Rock climbing.
Rock climbing. Did rock climbing make our survey? It did. You have a wide open board and answer sealed.
Soccer
is another good answer. Did it make soccer? Did soccer make the board? It did, and it's number one. Well, all right, here is the question again. Name a sport that does not contain the word ball in it.
Hockey?
Do you play hockey by any chance? Do you like hockey?
There's a hockey play here.
All right, fine. All right. We'll see if enough people like hockey to put it on our survey. Is hockey there?
Ding.
It is. Hey, there you go. Put some points in the bank. A sport that does not contain the word ball in it.
Golf.
Golf is another good one. It's a sport that I play. Do we see golf? Oh, this is there. 64 points. Two answers left. No strikes.
Croquet.
Okay, I haven't played croquet in years, but didn't make our survey. Croquet. You didn't make it. Strike number one. Two answers left. You have one for me. How about tennis?
Tennis.
Good answer.
Any tennis players? We have them. Yes, we've got one. We've got a couple. All right. Did tennis make our survey? It did. It's number two. There's 85 points in the bank. There's one answer left. Can you give it to me?
Badminton.
If badminton is on the board, you get 85 points. If not, it's striking number two. Do we see that? No, it's not there. Two strikes. There's one answer left. It's a sport that does not contain the word ball in it. All right, lacrosse doesn't have it. It's not there. But didn't make our survey. If lacrosse is there, it's a clean sweep. If not, it's strike number three. We're coming over here. Did we see lacrosse?
Ding.
Oh, no, strike three. Going over for the steal. Name a sport that does not contain the word ball in it.
Bowling.
Bowling.
Bowling. Let's go with that.
Alright, you have a lot of different answers here from your team. So you can go with one of the many answers that gave you or go out on one of your own.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say bowling.
I thought you might do that. If bowling is on there, it's an 85 point steal and a big lead. If not, it's over to Two Wolves, Two Huskies, and Beaver. Do we see bowling?
Ding.
Yeah.
Well done on the steal. It's 85 for not ready. It's 57 for Two Wolves, Two Huskies, and a Beaver. I need an expert to come out for question number three. Let's go. All right, 100 people surveyed. Top 6 answers on the board to this question. Name something people do to help themselves through an attack of nerves.
Therapy?
Hey, therapy's good for everybody. Yeah. Is therapy on up there? It's not there. Any answer? We'll skip.
Heavy breathing.
Do we see heavy breathing?
Ding.
You got it. Deep breathing. That's up there. Number two. 17 people said it. And we continue over here. You guys have been winning every question, I think. Name something people do to help themselves through an attack of nerves.
Good answer.
I can personally attest to that as vaping on the board.
Yep.
Well, hopefully we'll take that. That works. 33 points. Name something people do to help themselves through an attack of nerves.
Hot bath.
A hot bath. It's very relaxing. Didn't make our survey. Hot bath. Didn't make it. I'm actually kind of surprised by that. There's one strike, four answers left.
I do this a lot. Fidget.
I think everybody does it. I'm prone to doing it. So didn't make our survey. Do we see fidget? No, it's not there. There are two strikes. There's a ton of points in the bank. Can you save it?
Meditation.
Meditation's a fine answer. Don't know if it's there. Meditation is there. You guys are still alive. If not, it's strike number three. We're going over it to not ready for the skill. Can we see meditation? Oh, it didn't make it. 1, 2, 3 on the strikes. We're coming over for the skill. Something people do to help themselves through an attack of nerves.
Listen to music.
Stretching.
What was that?
Stretching.
I got you. Couple of answers. It's up to you. The pressure's on for 33 points. Something people do to help themselves through an attack of nerves.
Oh, the one that I would do, music.
Good answer.
You have one team on your side. If music's up there, it's 33 points stolen. If not, it's going back over to two goals, two. Whatever it is. 33 points, do we see music? And two wolves, two huskies, and a beaver taking you 90 points. There are four answers, however. Let's see number one. Nobody had number one. Thank you, Anna. Number four.
It's a good answer.
Listen, I don't write these surveys. I'm not condoning anything. Number five. Eight. And number six. This is where you all say the answer at once. Thank you. All right, we have 92. It's 90 for two wolves, two huskies, and a beaver. It's 85 for not ready. It's a close game. I need the next players. Player number four. Let's go. All right. Should be a good question. I foresee a lot of points coming. It's 100 people surveyed, top four answers. It's double points. Here we go. Name something people put bacon on or in.
Bagel.
What is that?
Bagel.
A bagel. Is bagel up there? Oh, didn't make it. Wide open board.
Sandwiches.
A sandwich. Do we see a sandwich? It's got it. Number one, 38 points and a double for 76. So come over here. All right. Name something people put bacon on or in.
Probably burger.
Good answer.
There you go. I like when the team, is happy with their answer. Do we see a burger? Got it. Number two, there's 136 points in the bank. Something people put bacon on or in.
Pancakes?
Good answer!
Is anybody done that? Bacon on pancakes? Okay. Is
it pancakes and nice? Bacon.
Alright. It sounds pretty good. But did they make our survey? Do we see pancakes? Oh, not enough people liked it. Sorry, that's the right one for you. Something people put bacon on or in.
Eggs.
I do it myself. Do we see eggs? You got it. There is one answer left. You have one strike. Can you take this question all the way out? Something people put bacon on or in?
Bacon and fries?
Wait,
good answer.
Good answer.
I had it. It's good. If it's up there, it's a clean sweep, and you get all the points. If not, strike number two. Do we see fries?
them to 271. Two Wolves to the Huskies in the Dally are still at 90, but I need it's for question number 5. Let's go. We are tripling the points this question. And Kip said we'd never get there. 100 people surveyed top 3 answers on the board to this question. Name something you pitch.
Yes. Baseball.
A baseball. Did baseball make the survey? It did. Number 1. All right. Can you guys take this question all the way out? Something you pitch.
A story.
A story. Did that make our survey? All right, it did. Idea, TV show, that works. There's 276 points. One answer left. If you get it, you get all the points and you win the game. If not, it's strike number 1.
A boat?
Pitch a boat.
Oh, good answer.
Good answer.
Your team has faith. I don't know about the audience. If boat's up there, it's a clean sweep. If not, it's only strike number 1. Do we see a boat? No, we don't. Strike number 1. Something you pitch.
A pen.
Yep.
I'm not sure if people like that one. But if enough people in our survey like that answer, it's a clean sweep, and you win the game. If not, it's only strike number 2. Do we see a tent?
Yeah!
Congratulations to Not Ready! Well done. Two Wolves, Two Huskies in the Alley. We might be seeing you in the finals. Two Wolves, Two Huskies in the Alley. I want to say thank you for being on stage. Congratulations. Well done. Well done. You guys can head on off. Not Ready, you won by 65-90. That's great. We still might be in the finals. We're going to have an exit. Ever show up? He didn't show up. I don't think. And Horizon, he's not here either. I'll have to yell at him. Sounds like I'm going to have to get some people from the audience to play. Who wants to play? Is the AB team really still interested?
Do it!
They're telling me no back there. I don't think. What? Oh, well, snooze, you lose.
8, 4
ABs
on.
Over here. Right. J. 2, 3, 4, 5.
Let's go. Oh,
and right, everybody's pointing. All right, we gotta go. Yes, you, the gray. Yes, you, and then you with yes with the. I guess you're fine. Sorry, we'll figure your names eventually. 3, 4, 5. No, in the back of the yellow. But we'll be doing another game, so I think. Straight your hand. We'll be doing another game.
I can barely see you.
What's that? Give us a couple moments. We're going to. All right, so we have 3. Did we get 2 more? All right, 4, 5. Random teams, you never know. It might actually be winning. We'll see what happens. All right, so if you could.
I asked for.
All right, whatever.
All right, we've got two more teams ready to play. Let's give a big hand to our first team over here. Their team name is Big Demon Energy.
My name is Jay. I'm sometimes very stupid.
Why are you on my stage?
Because sometimes I have my great training moments.
Well, we'll see if you have it here.
My name is Dawn, and I'm from Maryland.
You're wrong, but whatever.
They call me Mikey, and I'm from NYC, and we're gonna win this game!
They're gonna win, they say!
I'm Rodney, I'm Joyce.
Jersey represent!
How far did you drive?
About 12.
Not too bad. And you? Rolex from Bucks County. I know Bucks County very, very well. It's a nice place to live. Give a hand to Big Demon Energy. All right, there's a team over here going to try to stop you. Their team name is cooler than the other team. Give them a hand. All right. I'd like you all to introduce yourselves, please.
I am Twilight.
Yeah!
New Jersey.
Thank you.
I'm Signatelli. My friends call me SpongeBob. I'm also from New Jersey.
Are you also from New Jersey?
I'm Ultimate. I'm from Kentucky.
My name is Zink. I'm a wolf from New Jersey, and I write code in science fiction.
You?
Stubby Fox, Central PA, almost too many cons to count.
Very nice. Please give a big hand to cooler than the other team. We're going to see if one of these teams goes on to the finals. It's cooler than the other team versus Big Team and Energy. Let's have the first players come on up and let's play the feud. All right, same rules as before. First team to hit 300 points wins the game, might go on to the finals. 100 people surveyed, top 6 answers to this question. Name something people do during the course of their lives. For which? Was that?
They paint art.
They paint art. Do we see paint art? No, we will, because I'm going to read you the whole question. Name something people do during the course of their lives for which they need a period of adjustment.
Buy a home.
Buy a home is a fine answer. Buy a home. You got a new house. Well done, 11 people. You can have a seat. Think of a steal. We'll be coming back to you, maybe. All right, here we go. Question number one. Something people do during the course of their lives for which they need a period of adjustment.
Travel.
They like to travel. Do you like to travel?
Yes.
Where have you been?
New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York.
That's not travel. Have you been out of the country?
Yes.
Where have you been?
Japan.
That's travel. Do we see travel on the board? Was a good answer, but not there. Strike number one. Do you have an answer?
Say the question.
Something people do during the course of their lives for which they need a period of adjustment.
Change their location.
All right. Change their location. I think it's different. Say it's different enough from the. Yeah, it's different enough from the new house. Is change their location on the board? There, it's 2 strikes. We're coming down here. There's a lot of answers left on the board. Something people do during the course of their lives for which they need a period of adjustment. Go on vacation. If go on vacation is there, you are still alive. If not, it's strike number 3. Do we see go on vacation? That's 3 strikes. We're coming over here for the steal. Something people do during the course of their lives for which they need a period of adjustment.
Loss in the family.
Get married.
All right, you have a couple answers. What do you want to say?
Get married.
You're going with get married. I think it's a good answer, but didn't make our survey. Get married's up there, you win a whopping 11 points. But if not, those big 11 points go over to Big Demon Energy. Do we see get married? It's up there. Four answers unrevealed. Can we see number 2, please? Remember, 100% of 100% of divorces begin with marriage. Number three. New job, hourly rate. Okay. Number five. Have a baby. And number six. Retire. All right. It's a big lead. 11 points to nothing. Question number two. Come on up. Let's have our second players, please. Surveyed for this question, top five answers on the board. Here we go. Name something people do when they stub their toe.
Swear.
They swear. I do it. Swear, is it on the board? Yeah. It's up there. It's number one. Congratulations. All right. Coming over here, something people do when they stub their toe.
It's a really weird question.
Why is it weird?
Like, there's like one thing.
You saying you grab it? Okay, well apparently there's five different things that you do, because there's five different answers in the board. I mean, grab it is only one thing. Alright, well you grabbed it. So, something people do when they stub their toe, he says grab it, he's grab it on the board. Got it, grab it or rub it. 49 points, over to you.
They shout
something other than curse words, you're saying? Okay. Is shout on the board? Got it, they yell out. There's 78 points, two answers left, and you didn't believe me that there was only two. Something people do when they stub their toe.
Inspect it or check it, look at it.
They look at it or check it. If it's up there, you're still alive. If not, hit strike number one. Do we see check it? Oh no, not there, strike one. Over to you, something people do when they stub. Have you stubbed your toe? Did it hurt? What did you do? Well, I should say, what do you think is you experience pain? Is that going to be your answer? I think everybody. I'm pretty sure everybody does. Do we see experience pain on the board? Oh, it's not there. Thought it was good, but it's not two strikes. It's remember, 100 people surveyed for this question. Something people do when they stub their toe.
Cry.
Which always comes with pain. It cries there, you're still alive. If not, it's strike number three. Do we see cry? Got it. Bottom of the survey was for me, but there's 81 points, and there's one answer left, but there's two strikes. It's on to you.
Put a bandage on it?
Put a bandage on it. If put a bandage was on it, it's a clean sweep. If not, it's strike number three, and we're coming over here for the steal. Do we see put a bandage on it? Thought it might be three strikes over here. Something people do when they stub their toe.
Fall.
Go to the doctor. Fall. Cool. Fall.
Take pain medication.
All right, Jay. A couple different answers. You are team captain. What do you want to go with? Gonna go with take pain meds. If take pain meds is up there, it's 81 points. You have not going over here. Do we see take pain medication? No, it's not there. 81 points go to the other team. There's one answer we did not know. Who thinks they have it? Shout it out. I heard curse. I heard ice pack. Fall. What do we have? Number three. Hop around. All right, we have no points over here. We have 92 points for cooler than the other team. I need the next players to come on up for question number three. All right, 100 people surveyed, top six answers on the board to this question. Name something a worker does on the first day of a new job that makes them look bad.
Mess things up.
They mess things up. Is mess things up on the board? It is. Make a mistake, but there's two answers better. Something a worker does on the first day of a new job that makes them look bad.
Disobey the orders.
Disobey the orders. Do we see it? Well, you know, actually, before we do anything, I think, well... No, I think that's probably different from make a mistake. Wouldn't you say that? All right. Do we see disobey orders? sorry about that. You win the face-off. Thank you, Miss Steele. Applause, applause, applause. Always helps. All right, something a worker does on the first day of a new job that makes them look bad. Are you currently working right now? You're not working? It's a fine answer. We're going to see if it's there. Is used to the bathroom on the board? Oh, it's not there. Sorry about that. That's great, number one. Something a worker does on the first day of a new job to make them look bad.
Punch in late.
A punch in late. A lot of people do it, but do we see it on the board? Punch in late. All right. How about you? Do you have an answer for me? Something a worker does on the first day of a new job that makes them look bad. They dress badly. And no, it's a common complaint. Is dressed badly up there? You got it. Well done. You're good. How about you? You got an answer?
Ask stupid questions.
Ask stupid questions. Are any of these stupid questions? All right, let's ask a few questions up there. It's not there. Two strikes. There's 78 points in this bank. You could go to the other team if you can't give me one of the three remaining answers.
Complain about the job?
They complain about their job. I know many people do it. But is it on their survey? Complain about their job is up there. You're still in the game. If not, it's strike number three. We're going over here for the steal. Do you see complain about their job? Not there, three strikes. Over here for the steal, something a worker does in the first day of a new job that makes them look bad.
Work slowly.
Work on professionally.
Complaining on the job.
All right, Jay, what do you want to go with? There's 78 points in the bank. Something a worker does in the first day of a new job that makes them look bad.
I so badly want to say diss your boss.
Say what?
Diss your boss.
Diss your boss. Okay. If just your, what do we think, audience? Good, good, bad?
Good.
Audience reactions help, this thing you say. If just your boss is on there, it's 78 points, but if not, it's going over here and it's going to be a big lead for cooler than the other team. Dish your boss. That's what we're talking about. All right. Well done, 78 points go to Big Team and Energy, but we have two answers unrevealed. Number four. A long lunch. I think somebody said that over there. Number six. Leave early. All right. It is some score that I don't know. It is 78 for Big Demon Energy and 92 for cooler than the other team. I need the next players. Question number four. Come on up. All right. We're doubling the points for this question. 100 people surveyed. Top four answers on the board. Here we go. Name a city. I'm going to give you all the time in the world to come up with the city that I'm looking for.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Can we see Los Angeles, please? And I'm going to tell you exactly why, because I want you to name a city whose name begins with San. Not to have fun, any answers. San Jose. Is San Jose on the board? It is bottom of the survey, but that's all you needed. 6 points. You have a seat. Maybe they're going to steal. Just buzzed it a little too early on that one, I think. All right, a city that begins with San.
San Diego.
San Diego. I know it well. Is San Diego on the board? Got it. Number two. There's 80 points in the bank. A city whose name begins with San.
San Juan.
San Juan. Where is it? It's not this one. Alright. Is San Juan on the board? Oh, it's not there. Strike number one, a city whose name begins with San. You're missing a big one. Number one is still up there.
San Francisco.
San Francisco, I think we've got it. San Francisco. You got it. Number one, 174 points. There's one answer left and one strike. Can you give me the last city whose name begins with San?
San Antonio.
San Antonio. Audience likes it. San Antonio is on there. It's pretty sweet. And a lot of points. If not, it's break number two. Do we see San Antonio? You got it. 192 points. Big team energy. Well done. All right, we're coming down to the wire. It's 274 for 15 in energy. 90's you for cooler than the other team. I need the last players to come on up for the question, fifth question. All right, I think either team could win with this question. We're tripling the points. 100 people surveyed, top three answers on the board. Here's the question. Name something kids sleep with. Over here. A teddy bear. Is it on there? Teddy bear is out there with 228 in the bank. All right, control is very important. We might be coming back to you for a steal. We're going to see something kids sleep with.
Let's say pajamas or a onesie.
Pajamas or a onesie. Is it one of the two remaining answers? Not there. Strike number one.
Nightlight.
A nightlight. Can you see nightlight? Got it. 240 points in the bank. If you can give me this last answer, you're going to win the game. Something kids sleep with.
A binky.
A binky. If binky is on there, you win. If not, it's strike number two. Do we see a binky? All right, that's okay. We kind of goofed on that one. That's why I have extra questions all set up. We're gonna do a brand new question. Just hit, yeah, just do next round. All right, we're gonna throw that question out. All right, we can fix these things fairly easy. I'm going to ask you guys to come on back up. We screwed up, so we're going to do this again. That's why we programmed some extra questions. Now it was Binky, All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to pretend that question never happened. Again, it's triple points. There's six answers on the board to this question. Name something that never fails to make you stop and turn around. Oh, what does it say on the thing?
They got it?
Alright. Something that never fails to make you stop and turn around. Somebody yelling at you. Is that on the board? A loud noise that makes it, but there's three answers better.
GPS device.
A GPS device, did that make it? Alright, you win the face-off, head on back, we might be coming back to you for a steal. Try this again. Something never fails to make you stop and turn around.
Car horn?
A car horn. Did car horn make the survey? Didn't make it. Alright. Oh, that's only one strike.
Yeah.
Alright, so we're good. We're only on one strike. Something never fails to make you stop and turn around.
Someone's tapping your shoulder.
Someone tapping your shoulder. Do we see someone tapping your shoulder?
No.
Strikes. It's an interesting question. Something that never fails to make you stop and turn around.
Make you stop and turn around? Okay. It is being attacked.
Being attacked. That would certainly make me turn around, but didn't make our survey. Being attacked is there. You're still in the game. If not, it's three strikes. Stop and turn around. Oh, we didn't get it. We're coming over here for the steal. Something that never fails to make you stop and turn around. Do you have an answer?
Being called your name.
Your name.
Couldn't think of anything else, so hearing your name.
What do you think? They're going with someone calling your name, and if that's there, you get 18 points. It's not a big bank, but you did more points than you had. If not, it's going over here. Hearing your name. Oh, and Big Demon S, so close. They're at 292. A lot of answers unrevealed on this one. Let's go right down the list. Number one. Good looking person. Number two. Nice car. Number three. Accident. Number five. Hearing a baby. And number six. Hearing a siren. All right. I guess they wanted something specific. I believe I said it. I didn't write the survey. All right. Nobody's got 300 points, so we're going to keep going. We've got more questions. I need the first players to come on up again. Going to be triple points. 100 people surveyed, 5 answers on the board. Here we go. Tell me someone named Peter from a children's rhyme or story. Yes. All right, we got an answer. Peter Pan. Do we have Peter Pan? You got it. It's number one. Well done. All right, we're going to move super quick because we're on to 6 questions. Someone named Peter from children's rhyme or story.
Peter Parker.
Peter Parker, Spider-Man. Do we have Peter Parker? Make it.
Peter Piper.
Peter Piper. Do we have Peter Piper? We got it. 108 points in the bank. Nothing? Yeah. 3 seconds. Is that 2 strikes? That's just 1 strike? Okay. Wrong 1 strike, right? Alright, only 1 strike. Someone named Peter from the children's rhyme story.
Peter Cottontail.
Peter Cottontail. I think that might be there. Do we have it? We got it. 192 points. There's 2 answers left. What do you think? Come up with anything, that's 2 strikes. What do you think?
Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit. Is it one of our 2 unremaining answers? You got it, there's 234 points. Any team can now win this game if you can give me this last answer. This is going to be one great comeback. What do you think?
Isn't there a children's book about Peter Wolf or something?
Peter Wolf? All right, he's going with Peter Wolf. Peter Wolf is number 2. It's a clean sweep. You win the game with a great comeback. If not, it's going over here for the steal. Do we see Peter Wolf? It's not there. All right, there's 1 answer left. You guys need to win this game. Someone named Peter from the children's rhyme or story. Anything? Who's Peter? Not much help from your team. It's all on you, Jay. There's 1 answer left.
No pressure.
What do you want to go with?
Not a children's story whatsoever, but I'm going to say Peter Griffin.
If Peter Griffin's from a children's rhyme or story, you guys win the game. But if not, it's going to be the comeback of the weekend for the cooler than the other team. Peter Griffin. All right, who thinks they have number 2?
Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Peter Pumpkin Eater. Is that what you were thinking of? Oh, he said Peter Pumpkin
Eater. It's his answer. It's really specific.
All right. I don't know what's there, but number 2. Unfortunately, Big Demon Energy, I gotta say goodbye to you. You played a great game. Thank you very much. See you on stage. Qualifying preliminary games. So we had 326 to 292, and we also had 361 to 65. Where's Kip's team? Did they leave? Looks like they can't win. And we also, and where's the other team? How am I going to do this? This is
interesting. I like to go.
I mean, I'm going to have to do the chair. I'm going to have to do the other fun game, I guess. Oh, you guys are still here, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I don't know why they left. So, because you guys actually now get to play.
I'm all here.
Alright, I'll tell you what, I'll take 5 random people that haven't played against the team that won. 5 people that haven't played yet. Alright, 1. I'll get you guys are gonna be
better. Oh, come on.
I'll do this.
No.
Hello.
So Dave, we won. We won, but them.
Wait,
we won against them.
Alright. Wait, you won against them?
Wait, which game?
The second game.
The second game.
Oh, you were not ready. Alright, you guys come on up and make.
Team not ready, let's go!
There's gonna be one more game after this. Alright.
Go,
team, go! Woo!
So here's what I was doing, is I was going to have the two teams that won by the highest margin come on up and play for the finals, but everybody decided to leave on me, so I'm getting two of our teams that already played. You want to play with the first? I don't care if you want to play with the first suit, without the first suit. We're going to have to keep it moving because we've got one more game after this. It's kind of important. I think everybody's going to like it.
Well, hold on. Sit down, Rekha. Oh, you're right here. What the hell? We've been waiting at the back for you. Okay. Jim's in the back. Jim, come up front. Literally, we're waiting back.
Kind of spoiling the surprise game after this. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Jim, watch out to see. We'll have you up here in the next game. And we're going to have some people from the audience get to play against our guests of honor. What do you think about that? See how that goes. But before we do that, we're going to play our finals game. Everybody knows how to play this game. The first team, 300 points, gets to play Fast Money for a chance at free reg for your whole team. Sound good? All right. Let's have the first two players come on up. We're going to get this game going. I lost all my players. I don't know where they went. All right. First team to 300 points gets to play Fast Money. 100 people survey. Top 7 answers to this question. Name something that might not exist, but people believe in anyway. Yeah. They believe in ghosts, and we see ghosts. Guided two answers are better.
Flat Earth.
Pretty recent these days. Flat Earth.
What did he say?
He said a flat Earth.
Oh,
not there. I've seen Nicholas Hill. We'll head over here. Team not ready. Something that might not exist, but you believe in anyway.
Bigfoot.
Do we see Bigfoot? There's right, number one. What do you think?
The Jersey Devil?
What's the Jersey Devil?
Good answer!
Besides the hockey team, I know that. Alright, he says the Jersey. Did we see the Jersey Devil? People believe in anyway.
Aliens.
Aliens. There we go. I think that would be their aliens. Got it. UFOs. All right. Number one. Something people believe. Something people that might not exist, but people believe in anyway.
Fairy tales.
How about fairy tales? There. It's two strikes. There's four answers left. What do you think? Vampires, all right. I like that answer, but didn't make a survey. Do you see vampires?
Sorry.
Hey, three strikes. We're coming over here, 39 points in the bank. Something that might not exist, but people believe in anyway, Quinn.
Your mom.
So what happened to Quinn? What do you think, Gabe?
We go with Dragon.
Dragon's there, you're still 39 points, but if not, it's going over here to Not Ready. Dragon! Not Ready takes first points, 39. There are four answers left. I'm going to get out of the way and show them the numbers.
Equality.
Fantastic.
Rick, was that you?
Huh?
Was that you?
Maybe.
Okay. It's anyone, number four.
God, Jesus.
Wow.
Loch Ness Monster, nobody had it in number six.
Big one!
Oh, oh, it's okay. No. I thought equality might be. Alright, next players, come on up. Okay, 100 people surveyed, top 5 answers to this question. When you learn companies coming over soon, name the first room you clean. It's conference room. Conference room is the first answer. Do we have conference room? I don't think it's going to be there. It's not. You have a light up board rising.
Bathroom.
The bathroom. Did we see bathroom? Got it. Number two. Well done. You guys win the face off. When you learn companies coming over, the first room you clean.
Living room.
All right. I think it's a fine answer. Living room. Living TV room, 78 points. What do you think, brother? You learned companies coming over. Name the first room you clean. Grunter says the kitchen. It's very loud. Kitchen, do we see it?
Oh, no wonder.
Got 90 points. Clint says cleaning the basement is based on one of our two remaining answers.
We're not sure.
Alright, there's only one strike. Gabe, you have an answer.
If you thank my mom for this one, you can say the bedroom.
Gabe's mom cleans the bedroom. His bedroom up there. Alright, number five. There's one answer left. 94 points. Can you give me the final answer for me this week?
Dining room.
Ryzu says the dining room. If the dining room was up there, it's a clean sweep. If not, it's only strike number two. Dining room. It is 100 for the Fox Butts and 39 for Not Ready. Next players, come on up. All right, 100 people surveyed, top 6 answers for this question. Name something that can ruin a vacation. All right, you got it.
Injury.
An injury. Do we see injury on the board? Any answer can steal.
Running late.
Says running late. Do we have running late? No, we don't have it. All right, I'm coming over here to Grunter. Need something that can ruin a vacation.
Delayed flight.
Grunter says delayed flight. How about delayed flight?
Ding.
Over here, gonna try over here. Something for notification.
Flat tire.
Says a flat tire. Do we have it? Car breakdown. That works. All right.
Okay.
So you guys win the face off, and we're gonna stay over here with you. You're next. Something that can ruin a vacation.
Is death on the vacation?
Watch a little bit too much on the National Lampoon's Vacation there. Do we see death? Oh, it did not make it.
Yeah.
What do you think? Something for ruin vacation.
Bad weather.
All right. So it says bad weather. Do we have it? Got it. Number one answer. 70 points.
I'd say getting or being sick.
Getting or being sick. Can that ruin a vacation according to our survey? Got it. Illness. 85 points. There's 3 answers left. What do you think? A mismanaged reservation. We have mismanaged reservation. We don't have it. That's two strikes. There's three answers left, but two strikes. Pressure's on.
What taking your time off? What taking away your time off?
Work takes away your time off? That's okay. If work takes away your time off is on the survey, you're still alive. If not, it's strike number three. We're going over here for the seal. Work taking away PTO. Make that three strikes and come over here for the steal. Something that can ruin a vacation.
Your destination doesn't form.
Graham just got nothing.
And let him losing your luggage.
Losing your luggage. All right, gave a couple of answers, but it's up to you. You're the team captain. Something that can ruin a vacation.
I'm
going to go with losing your luggage. If it's there, steal for the Fox Buzz. If not, so when you're not ready, do we have losing your luggage? And not ready, takes the bank. 124 points, 3 unrevealed answers. Let's see the number 3. Money or credit card is lost or stolen. Number 5. Car accident. Number 6. Who's got kids here? Anybody? Anybody? All right. Is it true?
Yes.
Yeah, they agree. All right. Next players, come on up. Question number 4. Come on, Roger. I know you can do it. 124 to 100. Yes, it's a new question. Yes. Get ready. 6 answers on the board, double points. Here we go. Name something a credit card company wants to know about you before. Yes, Grunner. Your income. Do we see income? Hey, Grunner, got it. Well done. There you go. I'm not going to repeat that comment, but all right, here, have a seat. Full question. Something a credit card company wants to know about you before it will issue you a credit card. We're doubling the points. Flint, what do you say? Let's say it's your credit score. I think it's a good answer. How about credit score? Got it. Credit history. 136 points in the bank. There's 4 answers left. No strike.
Can you repeat the question?
Something a credit card company wants to know about you before it will issue you a credit card.
Credit history?
I think that's a fine answer if you take a look at the board. you want to try something else then?
Probably your information, your name.
They want to know your name. Do we see name? We don't have it. That's only one. That's right, Ryzen. What do you think? Or age. Is age on the board? It's not there. It's 2 strikes. Blade?
Social Security.
Social Security. If that's up there, you're still alive. If not, strike number 3, Social Security. Got it, Social Security number 3 answers are left. Grunge, you gave me number 1. Can you give me one of these 3 answers? Grunge says your work ethic. Work ethic is there. You're still alive, but not over to not ready for the steal. Your work ethic. We don't have it as 3 strikes. Over here, you're not ready. Something your credit card company wants to know about you before it issues you a credit card.
Your address.
We want address.
Address.
Everybody says address. What do you think?
Address.
All right, not ready. He's going with address. If it's address, I'm not sure if you win the game. I don't think it's enough points yet, but you'll be awfully close. If not, it's going to Fox Butts. Your address. Fox Butts take 140. There are 242. 3 answers left. Number 3. Your occupation, don't be sad. Number 4. How long it's your job? And number 5. Bank references. All right, it's 242 for the Fox Butts, 124 for not ready. We're on to the 5th question. Here we go. If Fox Butts win this question, I'll be the irony. 100 people surveyed, tripling the points, top 4 answers on the board. Here we go. Name a piece of information printed on a food's nutrition facts label. Yes,
protein.
Why am I not surprised? Protein. Oh, make it.
calorie count.
The calorie count is great. Calories. There it is, number one. 234 points. Either team can win this game, so everybody pay attention to a piece of information printed on a food's nutrition facts table.
The ingredients.
The ingredients, another good answer. Do we have it? Ingredients? Don't. And there's three more things, obviously. What do you think?
Manufacturing information?
They go with the manufacturing information. Is it on the board? It's not there. It's two strikes. Pressure's on. What do you think?
Serving size.
Serving size. There we go. Serving size on the board. There are three answers. If you can give me one of them, you're going to win this game. Name a piece of information on the food nutrition fast label.
Allergen.
Yeah!
Were you able to hear those answers? There's sugar, there's sodium, protein, and I forget what it's
called.
Allergen. That was one of them. So you can go with one of them, or you can go with one of your own. If you can steal it, you win the game. If not, not ready to win the game. What do you think?
We're going to go with sugar.
Yeah.
We go with sugar. If sugar is one of those three remaining answers, you guys are going to play for prize package. And if it's not ready to play for the prize package, can we see sugar? Not ready for one. All right, three answers that nobody had on the
carbs.
Number two.
Carbohydrates.
Carbs and four.
Sodium.
All right, I'm going to shake your hand. You had a great game. Well done. Thanks for being up here. That's great. Well done. All right, you guys can exit the stage. All right, give that light down. All right, not ready to be too much. You guys are going to get cash money.
Yeah.
survey said. Me too, alright. Something people think about when choosing an airplane seat, you said? It's location. What the survey said. 39 points of the 41, excellent. Something you'd see in England. Something you'd see in England, you said. Big Ben, combined answer, what did our survey say? 45 points, excellent, you're up to 86. Color that is well with blue, you said. You said red, what the survey said. 14, you're up to even 100 points, and finally, you marked the largest number of drinks you've ever bowled in a row, you said. 3, what the survey say? 36, well done, 136, well done. Alright, friend, one drink. We're gonna get your partner up here real quick. And we'll be getting that with that kid in just a second. Alright, let's welcome Calisto back to the stage. Your partner got you 136 points. All right. That means you are 64 points away from the prize. All right. Now I'm gonna ask you the same five questions to ask your partner. You can't give the answer. If you knew you were going to hear this sound, I'm going to say try again and give me another answer. It's a little harder, so we're going to give you 5 extra seconds. We're going to give you 25 seconds. Good luck. And let's reveal the answer. Real or fictional, past or present, name a famous
captain.
Something people think about when choosing an airplane seat.
Location.
Try something you've seen in England. Try again.
A bridge.
Color that goes well with blue.
Purple.
Largest number of drinks you've ever bowled in a row in bowling.
3.
Two. Something people think about when choosing an airplane seat. Well, she said first class. We'll give it to her, all right?
And what did she say for the first one?
First one was Jack Sparrow. I'd like everybody to give a big hand round of applause for Randy. Are you all good? Okay, you can turn around. Let's look at the answers. Alright, real by asking real or fictional, past or present, name a famous captain. You said Jack Sparrow. What did our survey say? 4, you have to 140. Number one answer is Captain Ahab.
Captain Crunch.
You did? Come on, man. Show me your credit this game. Come on. Something people think about when choosing an airplane seat. You said first class, right? What did our survey say? Ooh. 177. Location or aisle or window was number one. It's given by your partner. Something you'd see in England, you said. A bridge. What did our survey say? 3, you're up to 180. Big Ben is your number one. Color that goes well with blue, you said. Purple. If 20 people said purple, your team wins the prize package. What the survey say? 188, you have one answer left. It all comes down to this, the largest number of strikes you've ever bowled in a row in bowling. By the way, green was number one for that previous question. You said 2. 3 was the number one answer given by your partner, but if 12 people said this, you're going to land with a prize package worth over $500. You're all coming back to Philadelphia next year for free. What did the survey say?
Bam.